The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The people I've talked to around the league firmly believe that Joe Burrow is playing the quarterback position the best, but he's not the most feared. Those other quarterbacks we're talking about, their fear factor is thick when you go against coordinators. How are we going to stop them, not only with their arm, with their mobility? Burrow doesn't quite have that, but when we're talking about decision-making, accuracy, eye level, people around the league believe that Burrow is the very best at that. Look, are they wasting his talent in Cincinnati? I don't know if they're quite there yet, but the pipes are bursting a little bit. They're always putting out leaks or holes in Cincinnati, whether it's the O-line or the bad defense, but they have a quarterback that can win it all for them and win an MVP. He looks primed for it.
Jeremy Fowler on his list, talking to executives, scouts, coaches, dropping a random attempt at comparing something here, like a little, make an analogy. Joe Burrow's playing the quarterback position the best.
Uh-huh.
Which is to treat running like it's not also playing the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Joe, what if I offered you two cars? One of them is a really nice car.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is not as nice a car, but also flies. Which do you think would be the more desirable vehicle?
I believe the latter would be, give me the flying car.
You take a fly.
Yeah, give me the flying car.
Well, this one's better at just being a car.
Yeah.
Great. I'd prefer this vehicle.
Right. Right.
It might not be perfect, but what? We're just going to go with, he doesn't do the other stuff. Right. Yeah. Those other guys do the other stuff, and that stuff is of great value.
Yeah.
Anyway. I like that. You get a better one? Is that okay?
No, I'm glad you give that, because the first one that came to my mind, of course, knowing our show, was a golf one.
This guy hits all the fairways.
That's I was going to say.
But this other guy hits it into the first cut 338 yards.
I was going to say. This guy is the best golfer, driving the ball, irons. He can't putt.
Right. This guy's got better scores,
though. He doesn't know
how
to putt.
This guy's got better scores. This guy does this better. He shapes the ball.
The running part of it.
It's being treated like it's not part of being a quarterback, and it most certainly is part of being a quarterback.
Absolutely.
Look who gets drafted now. Why is it a weak quarterback class? It's a weak if you don't get any guys that move.
Right.
A year where it's only Kenny Pickett, 20th overall. Mac Jones goes late as the fifth guy. Why? If you can't move, you can't play.
Right, and Mahomes can move.
You can definitely move.
Burrow can move a little bit, but The gulf that exists between Mahomes and Burrow, with Allen and Jackson as a passer, you could even argue that Allen and Jackson are better passers. Like, there is an argument to be made there, but they're all four pretty close together. You don't have to nitpick. But when it comes to their ability to run, the other two, Jackson and Allen, are so far above Burrow and Mahomes that I think you kind of have to ignore the rushing to put either Mahomes or Burrow above them, again, unless you're just doing the rings part of it. And is it interesting at all that the two guys that don't run as well are the two that have made it to Super Bowls?
Might be interesting. I'm just looking at interception numbers, because here's the other part of it for this conversation. We'll get a call in, Mark. Hang on one second. Like, Burrow only threw 9 picks last year.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty impressive. That's not bad at all. It's not bad.
What about Mahomes?
12, I think.
12. You know, one of the biggest inconsistencies, the biggest point that drove me nuts about Josh Allen was any idea that, the reason he's not as good or they're failing in the playoffs is because he's throwing interceptions. As if that was the Bills' record was terrible over Allen's career because he led the league in picks while the record was incredible while he was doing all of that. And then yet, no one just wants to mention that Patrick Mahomes is the second most interceptions in the NFL last 2 years.
Yeah,
we're just going to sweep that under the rug. So, picks did matter, but now they don't.
But to me, that's another part of this. In a league where interception numbers by passing percentage – interception percentages are way down. Guys don't throw picks the way they used to.
Right, that's right.
So what's the thing that can truly set you apart? Like, here's Burrow. He threw 9 picks. Allen threw 6.
Right.
What's the other thing?
Herbert threw 3.
Right. And what's the thing that I think many have identified as a cheat code for the sport? It's something Allen and Jackson do elitely, and then Mahomes used to be elite at but isn't, and that is sack avoidance.
Yeah.
Sack avoidance is part of being a quarterback. And here's Fowler talking about why Burrow finished ahead of Lamar. He finished ahead of Lamar because he plays the quarterback position. What do these scouts think Lamar Jackson is doing?
I don't know.
How many years he'll finish 15-year career and be like, well, you know, they really had to make him be a quarterback. Make him be a quarterback. His touchdown interception ratio is 10-1. Mm-hmm. These guys are definitely being quarterbacks, and yet it's still kind of treated like running doesn't count, which is wild. Anyway, Mark in Tonawanda. Hey, Mark, good morning. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love this conversation. It's been going on the radio a lot. It makes me believe that these analytics can only get us so far, right? Like, at the end of the day, you're Dalton Kincaid or Josh Allen, you have to make that play in Arrowhead to beat Mahomes, right? Like, it's right. Sometimes you just have to go out and do it, and that's what Mahomes has done. You could say these stats all day long, mm-hmm. but until Josh Allen wins a Super Bowl, it's all like a feel-good kind of thing. I just don't see the relevance of these little stats when, at the end of the day, just win the freaking game.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're talking about who won a game, there's a scoreboard for that. We know who won games. But in a conversation about ranking the best players, I mean, what do you want to do? You've used, like...
Well, I just think Josh Allen will always live in Mahomes' shadow until he wins that big game.
I wouldn't dispute that. That's fine,
but are you saying it's his fault?
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say that, no, I don't think it's his fault.
Well, because that's the same thing. Like,
Sean McDermott.
But that's the same thing. Like, to me, what these numbers are doing is it's telling you the story of how we've arrived here. And if you look at the numbers of it and see what Allen has done, and you could even include the playoff numbers for this, you would never arrive at, well, the reason he's living in Mahomes' shadow is because Allen has been that much worse than Patrick Mahomes. It has been more because Patrick Mahomes has been getting a lot of help in critical moments from his team where he can put up these average numbers, and guess what? They're going to the Super Bowl anyway.
Well, it's based on his play, too. I mean, Mahomes is unbelievable in these big games, right?
Yeah, he also punted.
You know who was really good, analytically really good, was Tyrod Taylor, right?
He wasn't great. Come on, he wasn't great.
These are incredible leaps.
Mahomes also went 9 drives without scoring a point in an AFC championship game and went to the Super Bowl anyway. Does he get, like, that?
Joe, I'm just shocked that you're taking, it's like, until we beat this guy, we can't really say anything. Well, like, okay.
No, we could say that we can say the pieces around Allen have to be better because he is matching the other guy. That's what you would be able to say.
Well, he had the ball at the end of the game in Arrowhead, and they didn't make the play.
He did make the play. Yes, he did. He made the play. His tight end didn't make the catch. No other quarterback in the world that gets that. Maybe Lamar Jackson. Lamar that gets that football on that play call with 2 unevaded rushers coming at him to get the ball 30 yards in the air to his tight end. There's nobody else other than maybe Lamar that gets that football there. He made the play.
Right. So someone else has to come up big for him. That's my whole point. I mean, so these stats are saying these things, but the wins aren't there. Wins over Mahomes aren't there, right?
No,
that's right.
What are you telling us then?
So I'm saying that we could talk analytics until we're blue in the face.
Why do you keep talking about it like it's analytics? I don't know.
We're not mentioning analytics. We're not going into like EPA per play and expected completion percentage stuff. Like we're just looking at like the pretty basic stuff.
You're looking at his stats. I don't understand. What am I missing here? You're comparing these two guys' stats. You're getting
we're
into
discussing,
the nitty-gritty of who's
right.
better.
That's
which
right.
Is fine.
We're discussing but who's saying, better, and you're calling and saying
Super Bowl, the three-time winning Super Bowl quarterback Patrick Mahomes is going to always be better than Josh Allen.
Okay, who's a better quarterback right now, Josh? Who's a better quarterback right now, Josh Allen or Peyton Manning? Right now,
Peyton Manning.
He's better. He could throw. I'm saying who could throw for on a field today. Who's a better quarterback?
Josh Allen.
Oh, but Peyton's got some rings. Like, eventually you have to. It's a straw man.
What do you mean? Like,
eventually you have to be like, sure, this guy's got rings. Who's better? Who's better? Who's better? Matthew Stafford or Josh Allen? You might think Stafford. That's okay. It's okay to have any opinion. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we got to earlier today. If you're going to be a rings person, you're a rings person. It's okay to be a rings person.
Right, the rings is why we do it. The rings is what we're waiting for. And I just don't, the numbers are not excusing the Bills. What you could say it's doing, and maybe you'd think I'm wrong for this, is it's excusing Josh Allen. Because I think Josh Allen today is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes is. But Mahomes has gone to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. So what's my only conclusion then? If you think Allen's been better, then your only conclusion is the Chiefs have done a better job for their guy than the Bills have. That's it. And I don't know how that's disputable.
Thanks, Mark. I mean, I don't disagree with the overarching point of it'll always be like this until Allen wins. We know. That's rings culture. Rings culture is SGA and the Thunder win one ring and they're talking about his legacy.
Yeah.
We know.
Everybody, though. There have been a lot this offseason that are willing to put Allen above. I mean, even in this poll, what did you say the number was? 60%
yep.
voted Mahomes?
Yep.
That means 40%. 40%. That's not a small number of executives, coaches, and scouts are willing to put somebody above Patrick Mahomes. And that number is only going to climb if he continues to play like this. So even the people that are running the league are giving credence to the idea of, well, event you do have to play well, too. You can't just be a part of the winner, and it can't just be, well, you won rings 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and you're automatically going to get the number one. Like, no, if you play like dirt for 3 years.
Which he's not played like dirt, but yeah, right.
No, but he's not been the best quarterback in football.
Right.
And you can't not be the best quarterback in football forever
and, you really,
and continue to get ranked number one.
It's a consistent thing. You really don't have that many in other sports where the guy that's the best hasn't yet won. It's McDavid. It's Allen.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lamar. Those are the three.
That's pretty much it. Yep.
And, yeah, sure, if you want to be a rings person, like you're going to land there. 803-0550. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks, Mark. You can give us a ring if you want, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.